Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Alex Cora is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Alex Cora, I don't even have pleasantries today. We got the news of the day. I got to ask you about Roman Anthony, what we saw last night. Do you have an update on Roman Anthony's status? Is he going on IL?
Yeah, he's going to IL. He has an oblique strain. Timetable, we don't know. He's a mother one, so usually takes from 4 to 6 weeks.
Just the impact, him not being in your lineup, clearly when he was brought up, he had a major impact, especially in that leadoff. What's he going to mean to not be in your lineup anymore?
He's one of our best offensive players, but it sounds harsh, but we have to move on, right? We've got to, put that uniform on today and try to win a game. And we've been through this before, right? Casas and, we traded Rafi. There's been a lot of stuff with this team, and we've been able to keep going. So I expect the group to do the same thing.
So if Roman is indeed out anywhere 2-4 weeks, who knows, would you slide Duran back into the leadoff spot? Is there somebody else perhaps? Because Roman seemed to just jive with being in the leadoff spot so well, letting the offense was rolling like that.
Yeah, today's a lefty, so Eden is going to lead off. I think Duran's hitting 6th or 7th because he's a lefty. But, most likely against righties, we'll get back to Duran leading off and Alex hitting 2nd.
We talked to you a lot about managing the clubhouse, whether it's the trade deadline or trades earlier in the season. How do you manage something like this? Because we're all human beings, and it sucks when you see a teammate that's really good and plays a really big role in our operation go down. How do you manage that?
Yeah, I think if you hear Alex's interview yesterday, this is part of the business, right? Now it's about going in there, out there and winning games. Don't try to do too much, including him. We just had that conversation, me and Alex. So, like I said, we put ourselves in a great position, to fight for the division, win the division. So nothing's going to change. We're a man down, but somebody's going to step up and come here and contribute, and we're going to be okay.
Garrett Cochet doesn't have his best night. Doesn't have his best stuff last night. People, of course, are going to say, well, he's hasn't worked this much in his career. Just your thoughts on his performance last night and going forward.
Yeah, a lot of pitches in the middle of the plate, and they put good swings on it. That's going to happen. It happens to Scooble, it happens to him, and it happens to DeGrom. They're human. The cool thing about it is yesterday, he's been picking us up the whole season. We picked him up yesterday, and now he'll be ready. I think his next one is in Sacramento, if I'm not mistaken, but he's healthy. The stuff was good. He just made 4 mistakes, and they took advantage of it.
We have a team in Sacramento? I know. But the ERA splits between when he pitches on 4 days rest versus 5 days rest seem semi-significant at this point. And as you're heading towards the postseason, I know nothing is given yet. It's got to be earned. Any further consideration to maybe seeing if you can find some extra rest for him along the way?
I think the next one, he gets an extra day. And then I don't know schedule-wise if we get like three more off days, but we'll stay the course like we've been doing the whole season.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora joining us here at Fenway Park and WEEI Afternoons. Let's go in a positive direction. We were here Friday in the studio. There was a buzz for Peyton Tolley's debut, and then he not only lived up to the buzz, maybe surpassed. He was better than even I expected. What'd you see from him? And I know a lot of you had said you didn't think the moment would be too big for him. It certainly wasn't.
Man, he showed up at the ballpark like around 1:30.
Was he sweaty then? Because he was sweaty on the mound.
No. But in the clubhouse – you know, I got a message from Chad Tracy, our AAA manager. Like, there's a guy that, you know, I played with Kevin Brown. Remember Kevin Brown?
Yep.
So Kevin Brown, you know, 4 days he was a great teammate. The fifth day he was, you know, he wasn't great. You know, you needed to stay away from him. Don't talk to him. Locked in. That's the total opposite of Tolley. He's a great guy, great sense of humor. He was very relaxed through the day and. You know, at one point, we were talking about a rain delay. It didn't happen, you know. He came to the office like, hey, are we on time? I'm like, yeah, let's go. And he went out there like a 6:10 to just take a look at everything. You know, one of the things I tell these kids, you know, embrace this. You know, like there's only one MLB debut, right? And you have to take advantage of it and just enjoy it. And he did, man. Like that first inning was electric. I think the fans understood how important it was. Not only for him, but for the organization, you know, what this kid represents. And, you know, the stuff was great. Obviously, you know, we got to be careful, you know, with the pitch count. I think the next one will be in the range of 85 to 90. You know, when he went out in the sixth, I thought about it. I'm like, man, we're pushing him. But he was so efficient that we got to go, you know, and just didn't happen. So, just paying attention to the innings, paying attention to the pitch count. Velocity went down a little bit, but nothing too big, right? And there's a presence. 6'5", 250 on that mound. You know, we got the beast, you know, and now we got that other beast, you know, and we're very happy with the performance.
Well, how about the beast? No-brainer to lock him up for another year. What your thoughts on getting a role?
The other one, I mean, it's amazing that at his age – what he's doing on the field is great, but the preparation, you know, is great. I've been telling you guys, you know, when you go on the road, you know, I usually go in the mornings for my morning run. He's already sweating, you know. He's coming back from the gym. And the guy, he's a great teammate. He's embraced this city. He loves it here. And, you know, credit to front office, man. You don't do that very often, you know. I mean, he's having a historic season. Usually they'll wait. You know, test the free agent market and see what happens, you know, and put pressure on us, you know, to make something happen in the winter. But he was very vocal about it, and I'm glad that we got it done.
As far as Peyton Tolley goes, again, looking toward October baseball potentially, what role could you see him possibly occupying? Like, because when that happened at that moment, you take him out, I think, at 80 or 81 pitches. I was thinking, you know, Weissert comes in, has a tough inning, a winnable game gets away. But I was thinking at the time, like, you know what? It's a 2-0 game in October. That's not Weissert that – you're starting to smile right there. Like, that's not Weissert that comes in. That's Peyton Tolley that comes in potentially.
You know, we still got work to do. And as you guys know, I'm not afraid to be aggressive with the relievers and the starters mm-hmm. in October. Obviously, his situation is a little bit different because he's still a kid. But, you know, we're in the business of winning. And if he's in the bullpen, he's in the bullpen. If he's as a starter – he's a starter, but the guy is going to impact this, man. His fastball plays. You saw the swings. That's what I pay attention to.
He's energy. He's pure hot.
He loves it. And, you know, he's a great teammate. I told him the other day, now you can stay because his first three games, we were 0-3 since he got here. And then we won. I said, now you can stay with us, you know.
Willie Abreu, it seems like it's been a little slower maybe than anybody had hoped or thought. Does that put a little more pressure on the outfield with now Roman Anthony going down? And is he close, Willier?
Not close. Feeling better, but the running part of it is the one that is taking longer than expected. He can take grounders, he can hit and do all that stuff, But, you know, when we get running, then the process is going to speed up. So hopefully we can accomplish that at the end of the week.
Nathaniel Lowe has been like a different player now that he's come here from Washington. What do you credit that to?
Pennant race, Fenway, just an opportunity to reset your market probably, right? He was having a tough season over there. And, another one from the front office, you know. We saw an opportunity to add a left-handed bat with experience. Been there, done that, right? A World Series champ, Gold Glover, Silver Slugger. The first day he took BP here, and this happened too with Kyle a few years ago, left-handed hitter that can pepper the ball the other way against the wall. It gives you an opportunity to make later decisions. You don't have to commit to certain areas. You can let the ball get deep, and you can drive it to left field. And then when you feel comfortable, then you start driving the ball. And he's been great for us. Very happy that, you know, he's performing. And we'll see what happens, man. But so far, very similar to Iglesias in 21. The only difference is, like, if we make it to October, this guy can play in October. Iggy wasn't able to do that.
So the news broke last Friday, right around lunchtime, I believe. We were here, but we didn't get a chance to talk to you about it, about Walker Buehler and the release. That must have been kind of tough. Can you just sort of, like, walk us through how that went down and how it feels now a few days removed?
Yeah, I mean, we try everything. He tried everything, too. And I'm glad that he landed with the Phillies. He's going to be okay. I think stuff-wise, we talked the whole season that we were getting close. The thing is the strike throwing, right? Like, he walked a lot of people. If you look back, there was an outing in Houston. He went six innings. They scored four. We had two outs. We walk Caratini, and then Diaz hit a homer. If he doesn't walk Caratini and gets him out, It's six innings, two runs, and gaining confidence, right? Because he was coming from the San Diego one. He goes to Houston, pitches well, and I bet, you know, from there he was going to take off, but it didn't happen. Put him in the bullpen. Jazz hit a homer on a pitch down in the zone, similar to the pitch he hit out early in the season. And then we have to make decisions, you know, and he's a pro. He's a guy that I really respect, very, very smart kid, and I believe he's going to help the Phillies, you know, win a lot of games over there.
We've had some, even going back to last week, yesterday, some, I guess, erroneous reports, false reports with Kyle Harrison, where we were kind of led to believe he might be starting games. What's going on with him? What's going on with these reports? What's that all about?
Yeah, I mean, people coming to conclusions, you know, as far as like roster and all that. We're in good shape today, so we're going in a bullpen day, and then we have an off day tomorrow, and then we'll reassess the situation of our roster for Friday. But we feel like today we can go to Bernie. We got Matsy for two, a lot of left-hander hitters for in that lineup, so we'll mix and match, knowing that May it can go three innings today, and that's good for us. You know, we're going to use May in the bullpen today, and then he'll be back in the rotation next week, and we'll go from there.
Is Harrison healthy? Is he an option on the horizon?
He's always been an option. It just happens that today we felt like, you know what, this is the route we're going, because we can mix and match with them with the lefties that we have.
If there was ever a year that Trevor Story needed to have a career year, this would have been the year. This felt like just a lot of pressure that he was putting on himself, expectations, and he's having it. It looks like he's feeling it too. How he likes to kind of express himself. Just your thoughts on how Trevor Story's been playing.
Very proud of him. Very proud of him. You know how it is. Like last year, if he was another guy, he would rehab and go home, right? And he did everything possible to be part of the group, to be part of the team. And, you know, yeah, we were playing meaningful games in September. Not really. But he made a point that I have to finish healthy. I got to show these guys that this is what a professional athlete does. You know, you get paid, you have to play. And he played in September. It didn't go well. But the fact that he played, it was great. Had a great offseason. May was horrendous, but he's been very consistent since that road trip to Milwaukee and Atlanta. Defensively, he's a plus-plus defender. Base running-wise, he's elite, and he's using the whole field too. You saw him yesterday shooting the ball to right center, and he's enjoying it. You know, he's been in the playoffs once with the Rockies. We talked about it the other day. We had breakfast. It was Alex, Roman, Trevor, and myself, and he was talking about that game in Wrigley Field against the Cubs. I think it was a 1-0 game, and he was going over every play and this and that, and he wants to get back, you know. And one thing for sure, and I tell you guys, yesterday, after the six innings, this place was very October-like. You know, it was very loud, people having fun, putting pressure on the opposition, and hopefully we can continue to play good baseball and make this place magical again.
I was watching with the family last night, and the energy in the household was October-like,
yeah.
Especially when it went, when it was, you guys would go down 7-5, like, what happened to Crochet? But then the offense comes back, incredible eighth inning as well, and it was huge not having to use Chapman in the ninth.
Yeah. I mean, whenever we don't have to use him and we're winning games, that's good for us.
Yeah, absolutely. But as far as that energy goes, you know, when there is an injury, like, you know, even though he's a rookie, certainly going to play like one.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who are you going to look to, or who are you going to lean on to make sure at no point do people get down on the team or like, oh, if only Roman were here, like make sure that energy stays up where you've had it, what that pitch for a while.
Yeah. I mean, it started with the interview, right? I was very honest. It sounds harsh, like I said, but next, you know, we have to move on. We have to be ready. The guys in the clubhouse, they know that. You look at that green monster, you see the standings, you know, that's plenty of motivation to keep going, and we will.
Will Fleming, our buddy, mentioned something on the broadcast yesterday about you guys did some extra bunting recently.
And, yesterday.
And early in the year, we were talking a lot about fundamentals and young players and player development and all those things. And the more you win, the less we talk about those things. It's funny how that works. But the extra bunting, is that with an eye on situational playoff baseball? What was that all about?
No, it's an eye on September. And as an industry, not too many teams work on bunting, and then all of a sudden in September, there's a man on first and second in the eighth, and you want Connor Wong to get it down, but we don't practice it. And I told Ramon Vasquez, our bench coach, I say, hey, man, we're asking these guys to do something that we don't practice. We usually don't practice. We have to do it. We have to do it. And yesterday there were six or seven guys that we recognized that maybe we will ask them to do it. It's the three catchers, Jaron against lefties, Sudan, who else was out there? There was one more guy. And, you know, it's not that we're going to start playing small ball, but, you know, when we need it, we're going to do it. We won a game early in the month, you know, against Houston. You know, we put pressure on Framber. We bunted, we ran, we did a lot of good things fundamentally. So, you know, we just got to be better at that. And that, I take the blame for that. We haven't practiced, and now we will.
Sudan. I just, you know, you look at the night last night, what do you have, two hits, four RBIs, and a home run, and he plays center, he plays second. Is he the ultimate kind of Swiss Army knife for you?
He is. And I'm glad that he was able to smile yesterday. It's been a while. He's been struggling, but that was a huge swing yesterday, that homer. You know, they scored seven of our big guy, and he comes back, gets a hanging slider, hits it out of the ballpark, and the energy came back. So very, very proud of him. I still believe, you know, with time, the struggles in August, and hopefully he doesn't struggle in September, but physically he's going to be a lot stronger in the upcoming years. I'm not saying he's gaining 30 pounds in the offseason, but he's still playing at 165. It's very hard to play 162 in that weight. And, you know, he keeps trying and he eats and he doesn't gain it. And I feel sometimes, you know, the season wears on him. But like I told him the other day, man, it's September. We're right there. Don't think about anything else. Just win games. And yesterday he did an amazing job.
I won't walk into the whole, you know, we're going to trump you up for manager of the year, given everything that you've gone through this year.
Oh, Jose Espada.
Although I know when we asked you earlier this season what grade you'd give yourself, you jokingly said, I always give myself an A, bro, which was one of our favorite lines. But is there any consideration maybe to Christian Campbell rejoining the team at any point?
I think everybody's in play, you know, and obviously guys that are in the organization, they can, you know, if they get here, they can play in the playoffs. He's doing a better job offensively, controlling the strike zone. They still, it's still a few things that we want to see for him to keep getting better. Like we told him, you can hit 500 and probably you won't get back because you're not doing certain things, or you can be hitting 180 and you're doing the things that, you know, we feel like it's making you a better player, you might be back. So there's no rush. He's doing a better job. He's playing the outfield a lot, so we'll see what happens.
Before we let you go, you had one of those fun Fenway moments the other day, the Trevor Story home run replay, pesky pull, Mike Brenly, I guess a replay of one of your home run, like that was kind of a crazy situation all the way around, right?
Yeah, so the night before, they usually show highlights of the pass in the third or fourth inning. And it was my only homer at Fenway. It was against Doc Holliday. And it was a fly ball to right field. And, you know, like, it was like 375, you know. And Alexis Rios bubbled it like four times, and the ball went out of the ballpark, right? And it was a homer, and the guy saw it, you know. They were in the dugout, like, oh, shoot, you know, that was your only homer. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then that happened, and Trey was like, just like yours, just like yours. But we're having fun, man. We're having a blast. I think, like I said, you know, when you come here and you feel dragging or you feel tired, you know, you go out there at 7:05 and the fans are here, they get you going. They get you going. The city, you feel it, you know. The guys have been out there, restaurants and all that, and it's a lot different than the last 3 years, I'll tell you that.
All right, Alex, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.